What's going on, patrons? Scott here for another audio update for your ear holes. We are going to make this one relatively quick because I have a video that I'm trying to edit that will hopefully go up later today. Hopefully, fingers crossed. So, a couple things. I hope you really enjoyed the video that Owen did on the channel a couple days ago. That's part of our initiative to get more nerdy people on the channel. It's a nerd sink. That's kind of what I wanted it to be from the start, and that's kind of what I want it to be going forward. So if you have any other nerdy channels that you think we should reach out to and ask them to do stuff on the channel, let me know. I've already got some people planned going forward. We shall see. Couple other things. Let's see. So the video commentaries, those are a lot of fun to do, but they require like me going over to Dylan's place and watching us watch or having us record us watching videos. It's fine. But I was thinking what might be more fun to do is unlock add a new kind of reward to one of the tiers where I would have you, some of you guys on as we critique and comment over videos, and then we could record that and put it up for everybody else to see. Sort of a thing, you know what I mean? Like, it would be, we all, you know how previously, if you have been a patron for a while, we used to do monthly comic book club hangouts, but that was difficult for me because it required me to also read a comic book that I wasn't making a video about, and it was very, I don't know, like, today even, I can't stay current with comic books unless I'm making a video about that comic book, so it's just, it added more hassle and it was blah. But I think it would be more fun if we all sat down and did the commentaries together, and then I could, you know, talk about some of the behind the scenes. Someone's smoke alarm's going off in my apartment complex. I don't know if you guys can hear that. Anyway, the point I was trying to say is you guys could join in and ask specific questions instead of, you know, Dylan having one opinion or whatever. We could have multiple opinions, get people's perspective, and even just chat about the video or whatever. I think it'd be a lot of fun to do. So let me know if that sounds something that you're interested in. I mean, the commentaries themselves won't change tiers. They'll be available for everybody. I haven't decided which tier that would be for, like, getting people in to the actual recordings of the commentaries. That'll be all figured out, only if you guys think that's a good idea. Anyway, one other thing that I wanted to talk about is the concept of reusing video topics. Now, I know you guys are going to think, Scott, you're just being lazy. What do you mean reusing video topics? Just come up with a new topic every single day of your life. So I was talking to a friend of mine, Tim Schmoyer, and he actually is a patron here, I think. So, Tim, if you're listening, we actually had this conversation a long time ago during the live stream that we used to do on your channel. And something that you mentioned there that kind of struck a chord with me was the idea of reusing video topics. And I really enjoyed it. That conversation, however brief that was, because you were talking about how, you know, for your specific audience and for your specific message, it's, you know, you've basically reused the same video topics, but just presented, packaged in different ways that would get different people to click on it or different present a slightly different value to people. But essentially, a lot of it is kind of repeating the same core tips and tricks and everything like that. And I thought, you know, there's a ton of comic book history that I could touch on that I haven't touched on yet, or even just ideas and fun, you know, concepts that I haven't done. But at the same time, there are characters who are tentpole events, like Iron Fist coming up with a Netflix TV show. And I already used my two Iron Fist topics that I had in the back pocket. And some of you guys listening to this might not even know what I'm talking about, which makes me feel like, oh yeah, it might not be a bad idea to reuse those topics because maybe it'll refresh people's memories. Maybe other people haven't seen those videos before. But the two that I'm talking about specifically are the idea that Iron Fist helped in the creation of the character Venom, which a lot of people don't realize. And the other thing is Iron Fist. It's just this would be one that I probably wouldn't reuse, but I really want to reuse it at some point because it's such a great story. Where there was an Iron Fist comic that featured a very green cover, and there was a unspoken rule at Marvel at the time that you would never put that amount of green on a comic book cover because Stan Lee wouldn't like it. But then, of course, Stan Lee had no recollection of him saying that he didn't like the color green, so he was like, yeah, it's fine, I don't care. But yeah, little stories like that are my only two Iron Fist anecdotes that I have. And I don't know if I'm going to do reuse a video topic like that, but I like the idea of repurposing those things, because maybe not everybody watched those two specific videos that I did, because maybe they're looking specifically for Iron Fist stuff, and neither of those two videos heavily promoted the idea of Iron Fist either in the title or the thumbnail or anything like that, so they would have no idea. But if I just say, hey, did you know Iron Fist was, he was instrumental in the creation of the character Venom? Sorry, I got notifications. Then some people will be like, whoa, I had no idea. And then I could be like, yeah. And by the way, we also did a whole other video about this 2 years ago, or however long it was, talking about more of the history of Venom if you're interested in that. So yeah, I think reusing topics in that sense, where it's specifically repackaging it in a different way that's more focused, might not be a terrible idea. Whereas if I just basically – I'm not saying that I'm going to do something like, let's say I did a history of the real origin of Venom. Let's stick it on that theme. If I did a real origin of Venom, which I did 2 years ago, I'm not saying I would just verbatim copy that video but update it in a more modern style with my new setup and everything like that and then call that a video. That seems lazy. But if I had additional information, or if I wanted to present it in a different way, then maybe that's not such a bad idea. I got real slurry all of a sudden. I apologize. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say for today. I think I'm constantly working on new ways to give you guys some cool stuff here on Patreon. I think the commentary thing is a good idea. We also have a very cool thing. I'm sad I saved this to the very end. We have a very cool thing that I'll post later today, actually, of a very awesome video we have coming up sometime down the pipeline. It has been in works for months, since November. And I don't want to hype it up too much, but I kind of do, because I haven't even seen it yet. It's gonna be sent to me. It's not the finished video. It's like a draft of the video. You'll see what I mean. But man, I'm excited for you guys to see it. It is super, super cool. I'm saying that again, I haven't seen it, but I expect it to be really, really cool. So, whew. All right. That'll be posted later today in video form. I'll make that available for everybody. You know what? I'll even make it available for free, even if you're not a patron. Maybe, I don't know, maybe not. I haven't decided. I just want to show people. You know what? No, it's for patrons only. Patrons only! Because you guys are the best. I'm yelling a lot. My microphone's very sensitive. I apologize. I'm going to leave now. I said I would make this short, and we're about the same length we always are. No one take that out of context. I will see you guys next week for another NerdSync weekly audio updates. See ya.